One sign that things are starting to return to normal is that the nation's equities markets are reopening today. Bond and commodities resume trading on Thursday. Stock market workers face a big day as they return to their jobs in the financial district of Lower Manhattan. Their goal is to restart the equity markets, which have been shut down since last Tuesday's terrorist attacks. Trading is to resume at 9:30 Eastern Time this morning. NPR's John Idstein reports.
The destruction of the World Trade Center, just blocks from the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, was a blow at the heart of American capitalism. Several major firms and thousands of financial sector employees worked in the Twin Towers and in adjacent buildings. Trying to find new office space and repairing the telecommunications networks destroyed in the attack has required an immense effort by the city, the industry, and the local phone company, Verizon. Robert Fagenson, vice chairman of the specialist firm Fagenson, Frankel & Stryker, which handles almost 15% of the trades on the New York Stock Exchange, says when the bell rings at 9:30, everything will be ready.
We've been running tests together with the exchange and the other specialist firms from Tuesday night on, basically. And we're confident that from what we've seen, we will have sufficient systems in place to get the job done.
Verizon says it's reconnected or rerouted 20 million phone lines to allow connections between the New York markets and brokerage firms and investors around the country. The big hurdle this morning is getting 75,000-plus financial workers into an area within blocks of the destruction. Though train, subway, and ferry service to the Wall Street area have been restored, commuting patterns have changed for many workers. Last evening, the financial channel CNBC helped the industry get the word out and answer questions from workers.
I'm reading this one without fully understanding it, but I'm going to go anyway. Many firms have relocated, it says here, to Exchange Place, which used to be served by the PATH service from Hoboken to the World Trade Center. How should commuters in New York and New Jersey get to Exchange Place now? Jeff?
Well, there's a variety of... But going back will be emotionally difficult, says Robert Fagenson.
I'm getting used to it. I'm getting used to the sights and the smells and the eerie feeling of a huge landmark not being where you're used to seeing it. There's no question that it will take a toll on people as they re-enter the area for the first time.
When the bell rings, many analysts, including Professor Jeremy Siegel of the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School, believe the market will fall sharply, possibly 5 to 10%.
There's going to be a lot of volume and an incredible, I think, volatility at the beginning. We could see the Dow down 300 points and 10, 20 minutes later we could see it up 200 points and then down 500.
Another Fed rate cut could cushion the fall, and the SEC has already made it easier for firms to buy back their own stock. That could also help support the market. But Siegel thinks the terrorist attacks have damaged the economy and will push the U.S. into recession. Diane Swonk, chief economist of Bank One, disagrees. She believes the stimulus already in the pipeline from Federal Reserve rate cuts, tax rebates, and the $40 billion Congress has voted to spend on rebuilding will mean an economic rebound by the beginning of next year.
We are a country that rebuilds, and in the aftermath, after you hit the first sharp loss in economic activity, you'll see an exceedingly strong now 2002.
And since the stock market anticipates economic activity, Swonk believes it doesn't necessarily face a sharp drop in the coming days and weeks. Emails circulating on the Internet are exhorting Americans to make sure the market doesn't drop by purchasing stocks today. Congressman Jay Inslee, a Democrat from Seattle, is also pushing the idea.
When you watch those firefighters going to the World Trade Center that was under threat of imminent collapse, and those police officers exercising their patriotic courage, the least, it seems to me, we can do is to hold or buy Monday. It is an act of patriotism.
Some financial advisors might question that, but remarkably, even some market officials and heads of firms have urged traders not to try to profit from aggressive short selling, which could drive the market sharply lower. John Idstein, NPR News, Washington.